from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its Gulf allies have clarity on how to proceed on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria. He commented from Riyadh Saturday following talks with Saudi officials and other members of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry is expected to push for improved ties between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Kerry told reporters why the Obama administration felt it was important not to include the exchange of U.S. and Iranian prisoners in the Iran nuclear deal.
And the reason was we didn't want other issues to hold hostage one other issue or vice versa. So I think that strategy worked. And now we have the ability to begin to work together to address the concerns that Saudi Arabia and other countries have and that we have.
Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet immediately after the first round of the UN-led Syria talks, which are planned for next week in Geneva. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the U.S. are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Iran for an official state visit expected to see the two countries expand diplomatic relations and economic ties. Iran's IRNA news agency said after arriving late Friday in Tehran, President Xi said Beijing was looking forward to a new season in China-Iran relations. China was a top consumer of Iranian oil even during the 3 years of international sanctions that targeted Iran's nuclear programs. This is VOA News. Burundi's president is remaining firm on his rejection of an African Union proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. During a meeting with the UN Security Council delegation Friday, President Pierre Nkurunziza said the African Union must respect Burundi as a member state and we must be consulted on the matter. The African Union wants to send thousands of peacekeepers to Burundi following election-related violence that killed more than 400 people since April. Observers fear the violence sparked by what's seen by many as an unconstitutional third term for Nkurunziza could result in another civil war between the country's ethnic Tutsis and Hutus just over a decade ago. A monster winter storm has blanketed much of the U.S. East Coast with a heavy layer of snow, shuttering residents in their homes, stranding motorists, and creating what forecasters say could be life-threatening blizzard conditions. More than 30 centimeters of snow have already fallen on many parts of the region, including Washington, D.C. Forecasters say it will get much worse, with snowfall totals possibly doubling and combining with heavy winds that will create near whiteout conditions. At least 9 people have already died nationwide as a result of the slow-moving storm, which has brought snowy and often treacherous conditions all the way from Georgia to New England. States of emergency have been declared in at least 10 states. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling for a continuous presence of U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State group. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Carter also said U.S. forces on the ground will rely on the expertise of local forces.
We are also taking the strategic approach of enabling capable and motivated local forces. This is critical because we've all had the experience of trying to occupy places that we have cleared of terrorists, and that's something difficult for foreigners to do. So we do want to find capable local forces.
The defense chief also issued a challenge to several countries to do more in defeating IS, adding that they're in the fight mainly on paper. U.S. stock markets surged Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the new year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. It was the second consecutive day of gains on U.S. markets, following a string of losses over concerns about a slowing global economy. Investors were encouraged by the dramatic rise in oil prices. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.